Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I lost my mom 3 years ago, and I did something that I don't think I've ever done since she's passed away, and I'll tell you what that is in 5 minutes.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Let's talk about the People's Choice Awards. Aired last night, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and Stranger Things were the big winners of the 2022 People's Choice Awards. Doctor Strange was named Best Movie, while Stranger Things took home Best Show. Acting awards went to Elizabeth Olsen for Doctor Strange. Austin Butler, who did Elvis, he won. Adam Sandler won. Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things. Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy won. Mariska Hargitay. Selena Gomez won from Only Murders in the Building. And in music categories, Harry Styles was the male star of the year, and Taylor Swift was the female star. Lizzo had a big moment, too. Lizzo got the Icon Award, or People's Champion Award, and she brought in 17 female activists on stage, introduced each of them by name, explained the work that they do. That was a pretty cool moment. Also, Selma Blair won for competition for Dancing with the Stars for Competition Contestant of the Year. And Sarah Michelle Gellar was on there presenting her the award. It was cool. It was great to see Selma Blair. You know, she's battling MS. And she looks like she's hanging in there, doing a great job, which is, it's nice to see. Also, Shania Twain. She looks hot, man. During the pre-show, I turned it on E so I could see, like, the interviews and stuff. And Shania Twain had, like, pink hair. Her stomach was exposed. She's 57. And I was like, who is this hottie? And I'm like, oh my God, that's Shania.
Wow. She's still got it.
So yeah. She freaking rocked it last night. You know, I have to like keep reinventing yourself in that kind of job. And she did a great job. But the thing about the People's Choice Awards, if you just watch the E! Program, you pretty much can tell who's going to win. Because that's kind of the award show where they let them know that they're going to win to make sure they show up. So if you see them in the audience, they're probably going to win an award. That's why I like that show, because you don't have to sit and watch. You're like, oh, Grey's Anatomy's all there, and they all won an award together.
The People's Choice Awards, like we all joke around about all the award shows, it is, I think, a little bit more fun because it is those people's choice. Like, it is the popular shows. Like, sometimes, like, in the Grammys and you're like, and Oscars, you're like, what song? What artist?
Right. Right.
And so it is all stuff that we all watch together all year round, and now they're rewarded for it.
Yeah. Selena Gomez, a social celebrity, and then Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero music video won for the video of 2022. That's your Hollywood Hashtag. It's sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
I did something to connect with my mom that I haven't done with years since I've lost her. I'll tell you right after Stay.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would.
Rolling commercial free, and you don't even have to be a boyfriend, girlfriend. You just got to be a friend of the show to win these Cardinal Holiday Pack tickets.
Yeah, these are pretty cool. So today you get the weekend pack. It includes five weekend games, including the Cubs on Friday, plus great promotional giveaways like two bobbleheads and more.
Stacy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You're going to be doing even better, Stacy, because you just won this Cardinals Holiday Pack.
Are you keeping it for yourself, or is it like going to be a Christmas gift for somebody?
For myself, me and my boyfriend.
Nice.
There you go. Merry Christmas to yourself. You should get yourself more gifts too, Stacy.
Amen.
Tack them on.
Thank you.
All right, hold on, Stacy. We'll get all your info. Same time tomorrow, you can win those Cardinals Holiday Pack tickets. Plus, we're loaded with hookup. We have a $10,000 shopping spree. A chance for you to qualify is less than 6 minutes away. Let's get all your entertainment news.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Well, GoFundMe.com does this annual Year in Help report where they outline all the ways people came together to help those in need. It's kind of fun to see, like, what raised the most money and why. They said that they are giving a special shout-out to Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. They were supporting the refugees in the Ukraine. They started this Stand With Ukraine GoFundMe and became the second largest campaign in GoFundMe history. It raised more than $37 million so far. And I guess they said Mila is like, isn't she? She's Ukrainian,
yes,
isn't
yeah.
she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so pretty cool. Also on that list, Nora Roberts, she made a $50,000 donation to a Michigan library that was defunded after refusing to remove, I guess, books from their shelves. There was Kate Winslet, who donated close to $17,000 to a mother facing energy bills. They also have like a list of this, what people donated to. Like the number one most viral moment of help, 81-year-old Nola. She was able to retire from Walmart thanks to a TikTok. She's 81. She had to still work, and people donated so she could raise some money and not work anymore.
Look at her now. She's living a good life.
That's so cool. And actually, the second most viral moment involves dogs. The dog race community gave $315,000 to help care for animals. Nice job, GoFundMe. How about The Rock? Is he on steroids? Well, Joe Rogan, who I think he just is always in the news for saying all kinds of random stuff, he wants The Rock to admit that he's on steroids. He's like, there's no way he is that big at the age of 50 that he's not on steroids. He's so massive, and he's different than he was when he was 30. So I ask you, Brett, who works out every morning and you pump your iron, do you think The Rock's on steroids?
I mean, people always think I'm on steroids, too, because I'm
do.
So jacked.
And Kevin, too.
And Kevin's right. The same age as The Rock, and they look exactly the same.
We have the exact same abs and legs. We never skip leg day.
Yeah, that's very true. Your arms, though, are a little bit different.
I know. It used to be.
Either way, Joe Rogan, once again, he's in the news, and people are like, who's that? Google him. The Hollywood Hashtag is sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
I don't know, maybe it's me getting old. I never thought I would get so excited for something so small and so silly. I'll explain what I mean, but I had like this super cool, proud moment over the silliest thing right after I Like You.
Oh, girl, I like you. I do.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
All right, let's talk about the People's Choice Awards. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and Stranger Things, they were huge winners at People's Choice Awards last night. Harry Styles was named the Male Star of the Year, while Taylor Swift was named the Female Star of the Year. Kenan Thompson hosted the show live from the Barker Hangar in Santa Monica. I was saying earlier, this is always a fun show to watch. You don't even have to watch it for that long because if they're in the audience, they probably won an award. This is like one of those shows where they must tell the PR people like, okay, your person won, so get them to the show. I was surprised because some of the Real Housewives were there. So I was like, oh, maybe they won. But they got beat out by the Kardashians for reality stars. Khloe actually won for the specific reality star, but the Kardashians won for reality program. Also big, I guess, let's see, Shania Twain, who looked so good during the interview in the beginning. I was like, dang, Shania. She had like this pink hair.
She still yeah, got she it. Did. She
Her
still
stomach had like mm-hmm. six-pack abs. Lizzo received the People's Champion Award, and she was like the icon by bringing all of these people on stage that are activists. She brought 17 female activists on stage, introduced them one by one, each by their name, and explained the work that they do. So that was a really cool moment as well.
Lizzo is awesome, man. She just continues to break down barriers and trailblaze. She's amazing.
Yeah. Let's see. Other notable people are Time Magazine's Entertainer of the Year, Blackpink. The Athlete of the Year is Aaron Judge. Icon of the Year, Michelle Yeoh. And let's see. Who else? Anybody else that we like on there?
The Person of the Year was the President of Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Zelensky?
Yep. Yeah.
And it's kind of cool. You were saying that the Aaron Judge guy, who apparently plays baseball. He is a Yankee.
Yeah, he just signed a deal with the Yankees. Yeah. 9 years, $360 million. He will make $110,000 a day.
That's crazy.
That is ridiculous.
Or a week or something like that.
Man,
some kind of ridiculous
my God.
Thing. Yeah, like there's your weekly check, 110 grand.
Man. Must be nice. You go, Aaron. That's your Hollywood hashtag is sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
We actually asked Aaron Judge with his new money that he signed from the Yankees if he'd give us a $10,000 shopping spree. It was really nice of Aaron Judge to say yes to that.
Oh, is he going to give us
one? Oh, yeah, he's going to. Yeah, it's all this money's coming from Aaron. He's got just money to
you
blow.
You have to say allegedly when you're lying. Yeah. So FYI.
You're going to have a chance to qualify to win a $10,000 shopping spree. It happens in less than 10 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. Thanks, Aaron Judge.
Allegedly. God, I wish
somebody would have told me when. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.